Thanks for tuning into Heavy, where we bring you the latest interviews with local, national, and international artists. Today's victim is...
Hey, this is Sam Spade from the Midnight Devils, lead singer and bass player based out of Omaha, Nebraska, Chicago, Illinois. We are a glam, slam, party, rock and roll, glitter-covered, lipstick-smeared, bad-to-the-bone mother rock band.
Beautiful. Great introduction, mate. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you today?
Good, mate. Pleasure to have you back on the show, mate.
Yeah, it's quite an honor, actually, man. You know, like we said, a year flew by, and now we're back here again talking about rock and roll again. It's perfect.
It's a beautiful world, mate. It's a beautiful world. And talking about rock and roll, you guys released your second album, Never Beg For It, back on July the 1st. So she's been out a few months, mate. How's the response been?
The response has been overwhelming. The album, it was produced by Chips Enough, released under Pavement Entertainment. So it's our first official debut, our first official release on a major label, and the response has just been overwhelming. The songs, the single Highway 69, be getting love all over the world. The record label's happy. We released a video and a single for Working for the Weekend, a Loverboy cover, and people just love it. It's funny. It's a blast. It's a party. It's exactly what rock and roll is supposed to be.
And that was about the title, mate. Never Beg For It. Did you have anything specific in mind you're not begging for, or was it just a generalization?
It's a really tongue-in-cheek type of thing, but let me tell you, the title actually came, we were sitting there around hanging out with Chip, recording the record before we had even decided on a name, and he's sitting there and he's smoking this joint. I've told the story a million times. He's smoking this joint. The joint's like this long, seven paper deals. He's like, bro, you need to tell these people, tell her you got a record coming out on a national label. You got a world tour in the books. Let me tell you one thing you never do is you never beg for it, bro. Tell her that. I'm like, perfect, Chip. That's the name of the album right there.
That man's got a line for everything, that man, hasn't he? He's a fucking champion.
He does.
Absolute champion. Tell us a bit about Never Beg For It from a musical point of view, man. What he's going for with it?
Never Beg For It is an extension of what we did on the first record. The first record that we did something bigger in 2018 was a really self-produced, self-recorded, self-funded. Everything was done by ourselves in Omaha, Nebraska. With this one, we knew that we had something special. We had been touring for 2.5 years. We crossed the country. We had people waiting and expecting a good record. And that's exactly what we wanted to give them. Having Chip on board, we knew we had to bring fire, bring absolute, you know, just the best we could possibly put out. The songs were all written while we were on the road with the Choir Boys, while we had been touring with Enough's Enough, out with Yngwie Malmsteen, all these great bands. And it was about our experiences living as a rock band on the road. Is really a cool thing to kind of see in a glimpse in time of us right there living it as a band, being in a van traveling across the country. We had it recorded at Chip's house in Blue Island, which was cool in itself. The single Highway 69, which has been getting a lot of love all over the place. When we were recording the vocals for that track, there was a knock on the door and I was like, whoa, what is this? And in walks Donnie V, right? The lead singer of Enough's Enough. So I got Donnie V sitting right there. I got Chip sitting right there. And I'm like, man, this is the coolest thing. People will not believe what is happening while we're recording this record. So we finished all the recording and took it to, his name's Chris Steinmetz in Chicago. He's the guy that mixed and mastered it. He was actually the guy that produced Kiss's Revenge record as well. So we had all these like heavyweights in our corner. And it really, like, once we finally heard the final mixes, we're just like, man, they destroyed it. They killed it. You know, they brought our songs to life and really pushed it above and beyond.
And did Chip have a strap on his bass and push you out of the way and say, this is how it should be done, mate?
Of course. Yeah, if Chip plays the bass, you never say no. Never say no. That guy's a legend. He's a savant of bass playing. I just watch him. I go, how is this even possible? He's this good, this fast. He's just incredible musician.
Not to mention he's too big to say no to as well. So you've got some great song titles on there, mate. So I'm going to run through a few of them and you can tell me the story behind them, all right? So we'll start with Highway 69.
That one was written, we were out on tour with the Choir Boys. It was our first big major, not headline tour, but like our first national with the bigger band. And we were driving from Corpus Christi, Texas, which is all the way down south, you know, right next to the ocean. And we were headed north to Oklahoma City. And we were driving on Highway 69 and we were driving our bus and a Texas State Trooper pulled us over. And I thought, this is it, man. We're going down, you know, and the bus doors open and it's all of us sitting there in full makeup. You know, we just got done with the show. We looked terrible. And the guy's like, you know, you boys were swerving out there. And I'm like, man, we were getting busted. He let us go. You know, we were sober at the time, so nobody got in trouble. But I thought, man, that was too close for comfort. And that's kind of where the basis for that song came from.
Cool. And how about White Line? Highway 60. What about White Line Fever? I'm sure there's a good one there.
Yeah, White Line Fever was, that is a real tongue-in-cheek thing about a lot of people you know, or a lot of people we know, and especially in the music business, that get caught up in having a good time and kind of forget that there's still business that needs to be taken care of. I'm all about having fun and having a good time, but you can only take it to a point, and then you're no good to anybody. You know?
Yeah. And what about Glitter Connection? I'm sensing a stripper in some way.
Glitter Connection, not about a stripper. That is kind of about that's always about that song's about kind of feeding that need and feeding what makes you feel good, whether it's girls, whether it's strippers, whether it's drinking, drugs, whatever it is. You know, we're all kind of looking for that way to get off.
Right. And what about Party in the Back? Is that about a Greek woman, you know?
Party in the Back. That one can be taken many ways. And then with that one, I go, your interpretation is as good as mine. Take it for what it is. There's a party in the back everywhere we go, you know.
Very cool. And so the press release says that, like, with this album, that the Midnight Devils have taken glam to the next level. I've never begged for it. Well, what do you reckon they mean by that? What's the next level of glam?
I really think that glam rock, And I tell people we're not an 80s hair band. That's simply not what we are. We love those bands. We love Motley Crue. We love Def Leppard. But that's not what we are. What we are is the next generation coming down the pike after those guys that had already influenced us. So for me, that next level is, okay, we know what happened in the 80s. We know Motley Crue. What's happening in, you know, right now is these bands that are coming out that are pushing it even farther, that are kind of changing the direction and changing that, but still going back to guys like Alice Cooper and David Bowie as the inspiration, as the guys that started it. And with the Midnight Devils, it's very much a mix of punk rock and of that hair metal and of that kind of 50s style boogie woogie. And it really, what we do is we don't take it so super seriously. It's all about having fun, all about connecting, all about energy, and all about the freedom to create and the freedom of expression and the freedom, sexuality, whatever it is, it's that freedom. And I think that's what it is. The next level is that, say, we're open to anything. As long as you're having a good time, you ain't hurting anybody, man, we're on board and we want to go along for the ride.
Oh, yeah. So looking into your crystal ball, mate, can you see Australia in your future anytime soon?
Australia is the biggest goal of mine. I see my goal is to hand you a CD personally instead of waiting on COVID and whatever so that I can mail you a CD. Australia is a huge goal. We're right now looking at doing Europe in November. We're going to be doing a tour of Europe in November. So, man, Australia is right down the road. Australia, Japan, let's go.
All right. I've got someone in mind I'm going to be talking to this after I get off the phone to you, mate, so I should let you know.
Perfect. That's a yes for me. We got the passports. We're ready to roll now.
Right, yeah. I'll let him know, mate. We'll see what we can do. I'll keep you in contact.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
No worries, man. All right, well, it's a pleasure speaking with you as usual, mate. Like I say, hopefully we get to catch up and have that beer and shit in person soon, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you too. And like I said, that CD rode around in my car that I was going to send you for a year almost.
Well, you still got it?
Every time I go to the post office, I'd be like, can we ship to Australia? They're like, no. Or it'd be like $120 to ship a CD to Australia. And I'm like, man,
I'm not worth that much.
You're worth more than that.
Oh, you're a legend, mate. Thank you. But yeah, I'll have a chat with this mate of mine and I'll get back to you directly.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I really, really do. From the bottom of my heart, that means the world to me.
My pleasure, brother. We'll hopefully talk soon, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you again.
Take it easy, bro.
Yep. Bye.